listening to the Sights and Sounds show with me, Janae Darden, on KALW 91.7 FM. Music icon Melissa Etheridge has been touching the hearts and ears of fans for decades with her raw, soulful voice and lyrics. Melissa is coming to the South Bay, and she'll be joined by another great artist, Wynonna Judd. They're bringing their Raised on Radio tour to the Mountain Winery in Saratoga on Tuesday, July 21st. Melissa will be singing her classics along with songs from her latest album, Rise, which has over 5 million streams. Rise is her first album in 7 years. It's inspired by some of the challenges she's had to rise above in her life, including her 21-year-old son passing away from opioid addiction in 2020. Melissa and I chatted about all of this, and she shared beautiful gems with me about life, loss, and love. Take a listen. Melissa Etheridge, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
You, Wynonna Judd, look like you're having so much fun on this tour. I saw some fan video online on social media at some of your stops. Whose brilliant idea was it to put these two superwomen together?
Finally.
To jam on stage.
It is things we've been talking about for years. And business-wise, it just takes, you know, you have to make sure you're both going out at the same time that you're doing this. And finally, this year, it worked, and man, has it just been paying off, literally. And everyone seems to be having a blast. We are definitely cut from the same cloth. We're just music. We're road dogs, and we just love it. And we're just having a good, really good time out here making music.
So have you all been friends for a long time?
I have known her for, you know, over 30 years, yes.
Okay. What's the bond like? Because I feel like this is like Sisterhood Wonder Woman.
Yeah, that's definitely concert. Sisterhood Wonder Woman. It's definitely that's definitely going on. And we've both been through some great loss in our lives. And so we find that we really relate to each other. We are both staunch live musicians. We don't have any tracks. You know, we're old school. We think, you know, the fans come first. It's very important. We never take for granted that people are paying money to come see us. We just have the same sort of belief in our heart about live music and what it does for ourselves and for others.
And, you know, you are so loved for that beautiful, raspy, soulful voice and those powerful lyrics that you write to as well. So, like I said, I feel like that's a show where you dancing and singing and crying and just having a good time.
Yeah.
But you sing together. I saw some video where you'll sing each other's songs together and do some duets. How's that?
We
singing
do
each other's songs
every night. Every night. Well, we just started. We it took us a while to get the shows up and going, and then we're finally like, okay. And at least one time a night, her and I do something together. Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, and it sounds so good. So the tour is called Raised on Radio Tour, and I work in radio.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just thinking about this title of the tour comes during an era of streaming. And you mentioned earlier, too, how, like, you all old school, just real live music, which I love. And I'm just thinking about how a lot of younger people don't know the experience of discovering an artist because they heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
For the first time. So tell us about the title of this tour.
Yeah, we really kind of got together. I think first we were thinking of a Thelma and Louise thing, and then we went, no, they died in the end, so let's not do that.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah. And so we landed on, you know what? We were raised on radio. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s, and the 80s, and that's prime radio stuff. So that then,
yes.
That's how the radio was always on in my house. My parents, gratefully, would just listen to it. And first we had AM in the 60s and the 70s, the FM came and the rock and roll, you know, and all different types of music. I had soul music on one channel and rock and roll and then country music on another. And they were all, the genres were mixed. We could listen to everything. It wasn't a part. And then the 90s, when we actually released our music, it was radio that brought us to the public, to you, the listeners. And, you know, today it's very different. I'm not saying it's mm-hmm. better or worse or anything, but it's very different. And we want the audience to know that we're going to lean into those songs that you heard on the radio. You're going to hear your favorite hit songs. You're going to be happy when you leave. You're going to hear a couple new songs, and it just goes on and on.
Yeah. And speaking of new songs,
Yeah.
your latest album is Rise. It's your first album in 7 years. So I know people were waiting for you to bring out some new music. And much of the music is inspired by some of your life's challenges. And, you know, Melissa, I was thinking about just as I've been following your career and much of your personal story, you're like a phoenix. You rise from the ashes, and yes, she's raising her hands like yes. You rise from the ashes, and in 2020, you lost your son Beckett to opioid addiction. You know, you battled cancer as well, and when you rise up, you bring others up too. So, like, you want people informed about maybe some of the things that you've gone through. I was recently watching your documentary that you did at the Topeka prison, women's prison. So you lift people up, you know, you bring people up. And I understand that the Etheridge Foundation is has a connection to this tour. So tell us about the foundation and the connection to the tour.
The Etheridge Foundation, I founded that after my son died because I really saw that the classic ways of rehabilitation were not working with him, and for so many they don't, and there was no other option, and it was very, very frustrating and sad. And I myself was found much relief in cannabis from my cancer treatments, and I'm a regular user. It helps me sleep, get through depression, all that stuff. It's just really great. And I live in the great state of California that supports that, so you know, loving that. The foundation raises funds for research into how psychedelics, plant medicine, you know, psilocybin, ayahuasca, ibogaine, these natural plants that have been around since the beginning of time and have helped for centuries and you know, thousands of years, and how they've been treated as awful drugs and Schedule One, and they're not. They actually have many things to offer. This is not for everybody, but they are an option. And the research goes specifically for how these plant medicines can help with opioid addiction, with pain, with getting off some of the things that other drugs that people have been put on, Suboxone methadone and these things. These plant medicines are, it's almost miraculous how they help. They can help after one session, and it's a change of life. But $1 of every ticket sold to the tour, it goes to the Etheridge Foundation, and it means it goes to such great stuff.
What have you learned? It's very few organizations that are doing what the Etheridge Foundation is doing, right? That's what I read on the
Yes,
website.
we are the only. There are many. There are MAPS, ICEERS. These groups are, you know, going into research, but we are specifically about opioid addiction. And what we have found is the scientists have been studying the neural pathways in our brains, and neurological studies are showing incredible things where the addictive action starts with your neural pathways. You've got a group there that has to be answered, and it's not about willpower. It's not, oh, just don't take it. This is something that will not let you function until you take the drug, till you have that, you know, do that. And what the plant medicines do, and we've seen it, is it interrupts that neural pathway. For it creates a window, and you don't even have withdrawals from it. This is ibogaine, especially. The research in the last couple of years has been so good. Everyone, it's very good with psilocybin too, but ibogaine can stop it. And for a few days, you have no withdrawals. You have the ability to rewire your neural pathways to where you don't have that addiction anymore. And people who have been addicted for 15 years have walked away with a whole new life.
Interesting, interesting. And like you said, a dollar from each ticket sale goes to the foundation to continuous research. And I want to advise people to also do their research, talk to their health professionals too as well. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Grammy Award-winning music icon Melissa Etheridge. Her latest album is Rise, and she's currently on the road with country legend Wynonna Judd. And their Raised on Radio tour is coming to the Mountain Winery in Saratoga on Tuesday, July 21st. So last year, your daughter, Bailey, was married at a winery in the Sonoma Valley. Yay, Bailey.
Yeah.
And you performed the song More Love from your latest album at her wedding. Melissa, when I first heard that song, and I've played it a couple of times, I just wanted to cry.
Oh.
And I just thought it was so beautiful and so tender. What was the message you wanted your daughter to take from that song?
Well, daughters, children in general, are wonderful. I mean, there's nothing like raising kids. And now that they're entering their adulthood, all my children, you see, I could sit down and say, hey, I've been through this. I'm 65 now. Take a left here. Take a right there. Make sure you do this. I could tell them all that. They're not going to listen to me. And they really shouldn't, because each of us has our own paths. We are here to walk those paths and learn those things and build our own, create our own life. So I thought, well, maybe I can put it all in a song that they can listen to. And as years go by, find different things in it. So each verse is, you know, you start, you're just learning to crawl and walk.
Yeah.
Second verse, you're learning about life and love and loss. And then you go out and you try to do everything and you try to make all the money to make you happy, but you realize that that's not it either. And then in the end, what it is it, and I hope that, because I can't tell this, I can say it to my children and they just, their heads go sideways and go, what? You know?
Yeah.
I can tell them, and it's in the song, that when you take the ride into your soul, when you examine yourself, your own spirit, when you realize what you are, what human beings are, and our souls that just occupy these bodies, these meat suits for a while, but that soul goes on, and that's your best friend, and that's where you're going to find your peace. If you make yourself okay, and it's not up to anybody else, like no one else has to change for you to feel good, you figured that life stuff out.
Ah, beautiful. You know, my last question was, my birthday is coming up in a few days. I'm turning 47.
Happy birthday.
And I was going to ask for any words of wisdom and any gems, but you just gave them to me.
I'm telling you, you find your happiness, your joy, and it's the true definition of unconditional love, that you love no matter what the condition is out there. You are still loving, and no one else has to change. You are in charge of your own happiness.
Well, Melissa, we're going to end there. Congratulations on the tour, on the new album, and safe travels to you. And I know folks are looking forward to seeing you on July 21st in Saratoga. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Janae.
That was singer Melissa Etheridge. Her new album is Rise. Catch her and Wynonna Judd on the Raised on Radio tour. They'll be performing on Tuesday, July 21st at the Mountain Winery in Saratoga. This interview was co-produced by Porfirio Rangel. And all of the music you heard was provided by Melissa Etheridge's publicity team. Thanks for listening.